Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. I tore the green off the top of the deodorant. The plastic. Bye.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to episode 4 of The Last Queen of Blue Beach, a D&D is for nerds adventure. Previously,
sometimes when the needle raises, I will poison my arrows. It is common of the royal guard.
But Captain Mercer, it looks like one of your boys was killed by one of your boys.
If you happen to find any messages that might have gotten lost, perhaps, somewhere in the tavern, all you need do is hang them outside this front door. Sincerely and always yours, the Conspiracy of Blue. If you wish to tattoo it upon yourself, you would need enough room, which would only really be found on your washboard abs, I assume, or your washboard back, both of which make it very difficult for you to tattoo it. You do a decent job of knitting a decoy hanky.
All right, well, we've knitted a decoy hanky, and we're going to give him the wrong time.
I'll rind with old ma'am here to make sure that she's okay, and we'll just go along, shall we, yes.
As you're tromping through Normandy Forest, you don't encounter any bandits, but...
passive deception...
Too busy having to sing a song. That's what, too busy being merry. That's what we were doing.
Oh, who's merry?
Very good one, Noddy. Very good one.
Yes. You know, I've checked my stocks and it looks like all I've got a good one. So buckle up for a good ride is what I say.
I buckle up.
Old Nan.
Yep.
Old Nan or old man?
Old ma'am.
Old ma'am. You start to notice creatures following you, or people. Mm. They're humanoid-sized, but they don't move like people. They're sloped.
Quit you smooching on now, all right? Because there's something in the bloody woods on either side of us.
The bloody woods, you say?
Yes.
Well, should we get down and maybe confront these
They've been following you for maybe a solid hour.
Yeah. And do they seem threatening in the way they move?
They're stalking you like a prey and hunter.
So what should we do here is just keep pretending like we are prey, wait for them to jump upon us, and then we simply just, using the element of surprise, because they think they've caught us unawares, we just in the face.
All right, excellent idea. We'll ready ourselves for an oncoming attack.
Highs or lows?
All the way up highs. There. Highs, highs, highs. Hi, how you doing is what I say.
Okay, can I get a marching order? Who's out the front?
I feel like that's
me. I'm thinking
me.
Old ma'am would be out the front because you two are up the back having a little gossip.
We've changed horses.
Are you two on the same horse gossiping?
You better believe we are.
We're holding each the reins of each other's horses.
You only have the two horses.
Old ma'am sitting there with
I'm
a
I'm on my own horse, I figure, at this point. You two are just on, like, just sitting next to...
You're on the horse that Pierre supplied with you. Okay. Bitty. Okay.
Bitty. That's a classic horse name.
Mm, what's the other horse's name? What's our horse's name?
Well, you got it off the soldier, so...
Are we going to name this horse?
We can name the horse whatever we
what
want.
What are we going to call the horse?
Let's call it Your Delight, all right?
Your Delight?
Your Delight.
Your Delight!
What a good name for a horse.
Your Delight. Delight. That's so beautiful, okay.
So... Old ma'am, you're out front.
Yep.
Two trees. Bang! Crash in front of you. Blocking the path. Your horse, Bitty, rears backwards in fright.
Oh, Nelly.
And at that moment, creatures leap out from all around you.
Well, here it is.
Oh, here we go.
There are five of them in total.
That's as many as us plus our horses. I think we'll be okay.
Oh, shit. The bloody lizard man.
Oh, shit.
This guy's got a fucking, he's got a fucking turtle shell for a shield. That's mad.
Oh, what?
And makes a lot of sense because a turtle shell is basically nature's shield. He's also got a mad mohawk. He rules. Or she. It's hard to tell the gender of a lizard.
Yeah, you got to get real right up in there.
Yeah, you got to get up right. You push their belly, see if the cock flops out. How you doing?
Oh.
That's lizard folk for
do
you.
Do they maybe that's kill mice. The turtles?
Yes. I suppose.
Are they more sentient than turtles?
Yes.
I'd argue. Maybe not more sentient than turtle men, but like.
Yeah, so,
are they turtle men?
Level of sentience.
There's probably turtles. There's elephant
like,
men indeed.
I would
I think
be
there's
surprised
two different
if
types
wasn't.
Of turtle men.
Of course there are.
Yep.
There it is.
Cass's face is just pure joy right now.
I don't know if it is because that means that.
Well, you don't know if that turtle shell shield is from a turtle man.
Good from a regular
yeah.
turtle.
Live action.
Yep.
Turtle man.
No, the type of turtle man that has a shield has a shell is too big for that. I think.
Okay.
Thank God.
Mm. Phew.
So that would be like if I were a human.
Yes.
And then I used sure. like. Chimp legs as batons?
Yes. I guess that's the equivalent.
100%. 100%.
Well, I feel like I know how. I don't. I'm...
Oh, look at that lizard man. Oh, he's like looking over his shoulder like, what you say?
Excuse me?
What you say to me? Come over here and let me smack you with my baton.
What the fuck you say?
Yeah, it's very...
Yeah, it's,
very
it's good.
It's got a mohawk.
Five of them?
Yes.
Five in total. So, four of them... they were the ones who were obviously, you know, sneaking up behind you or sneaking around you guys.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth one
good
comes
ambush.
Out from ahead of you and stands on the fallen logs. As separate from those ones, he seems to be, he's like not holding a weapon. He's got this weird looking bead dress all around him and a massive headdress made out of many different types of feathers and emblazoned with dried starfish.
Oh,
oh
cool.
That's very real
nice.
Fancy.
Noddy, you know lizard. Well, unfortunately, neither of you have really encountered lizard folk before,
yeah,
but Noddy, you have encountered lizard folk before. You're vaguely aware of them as a constant blight upon the area around Blue Beach. They typically come out of the water and send raiding parties deep into the Blue Beach territory, where they'll often kidnap people as a... food or sometimes slaves.
Well, I can definitely say I don't want either of those options to happen to our team today. Okay. So
the one standing on the logs opens its maw and just screeches at you guys. combat begins.
All right.
Can I try and sing back at it louder in like a better... Can I harmonize with a scream?
Let's get to your turn first.
Do you know how bards work, by the way, Cass?
No.
I don't think we went through your abilities.
Pardon?
I don't think we went through your abilities. Perhaps we should.
Now might be a good time to tell you how bards do.
Just in case anyone else listening doesn't know about bards.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is for
on the
you.
Off
chance. Yeah. Like for monks, I mean, I get to hit some guy twice. You, though.
First things first, you get spells. One of your sheets has a list of spells on it.
I
have written,
now.
I think it's on the front sheet, how many spells you actually get a day.
I get 3 spells per day.
Yeah, so that's 3 first level spells per day.
Mm-hmm.
And then your cantrips, the 0 level spells up the top, you get those just infinite.
Wonderful.
Wunderbar.
Mending and Vicious Mockery.
Yes. So vicious Mockery is one where you call out something and insult them. And if you make Adam laugh, he'll usually do double damage.
As a general rule of thumb, if the insult makes me laugh, I do double damage, yeah.
Oh,
it's good.
If there's any spells here that you have that you want to clarify, now's the perfect time to ask.
Yeah, so you only have the spells that have a X next to them. I believe we went through them before and you chose which ones you wanted.
Yes, yeah. So Charm Person, Cure Wounds, and Sleep sound pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Dissonant Whispers, which is not Disappointment Whispers, as I read.
Disappointment Whispers.
Can I please get some clarity on Dissonant Whispers?
Dissonant Whispers is similar to Vicious Mockery in that you project or you whisper at a distance, whisper into someone's ear. The whisper is like you know, mess them up mentally, causing them considerable damage. So you physically damage them. And it can also make them scared of you.
That's great. Tasha's hideous laughter is just make them laugh till they go silly.
It incapacitates someone with laughter.
That's adorable.
It is good.
Mm.
Do they look scared while they're laughing?
I think they look like they're having a good time.
It's just like, you know, when you tickle someone and they can't do anything, they're laughing so hard. That, essentially.
Oh, that's too much power.
It really isn't.
Oh. Yes, this boy's ready to fight.
Noddy, you're first.
Will I use an action if I harmonize with the scream?
I'll allow it as a free action, so you go for it.
Ooh. I harmonize with the scream and the attempt of putting him off.
You do a decent job, but it doesn't put him off.
Does he slit his eyes while he's screaming at least?
You harmonize with his screech and he closes his mouth, turns his head so that one of his eyes is regarding you, as a bird might.
Ooh.
That's good.
And now you're unsure what to do.
After you've done your harmonise.
Are we friends with him now?
I stand a bit shocked as it's not affected him. Usually my voice can shatter glass. I use Tasha's hideous laughter.
On the one with the headdress?
Yes.
Cool, cool, cool.
The one who's turned his head to look at me.
Smart.
You attempt to mentally...
You know, if you hear you attempt, you're like, ah,
you attempt to mentally cause him to break down in laughter, but his mind is so alien to you that when you try to contact it, you have no idea what's going on.
This is your initiative if you wanted to.
Your inspiration. Or inspiration.
Ooh, can I?
Sorry?
No, not for this, unfortunately.
Never mind then. Yeah.
So to use my inspiration point, do I have to do it before? It's not like a...
No, it's when you roll. In this instance, he rolled.
Yeah.
Do you have any shit ones?
No. I've got a 5.
Do you want to use that?
I have a vision.
Fuck, that's half-assed. This is the least assed I've ever seen you in a role-playing game. Like, outside of role-playing games, you're like this all the fucking time. But, like, fuck, you're like, oh, I mean, I have a vision, you know. God.
Fine. Oh! A vision has come to me.
That's the Jackson I know.
I want to vomit a little bit.
You went...
Oh, no, she's really... Oh, this could be very bad for you.
I see a lizard.
I see a lizard, man.
You went from my first D&D session to, hello, my name is Jackson, and I like to fuck with Adam when we play D&D.
But no, yeah, I have the lizard. He fucks up.
As old ma'am begins to tell you of her prophecy, perhaps it's maybe just the sick that she throws up, but it disturbs the creature enough that suddenly its alien mind, you find something to grab onto, like a common shared knowledge. You latch onto that, and then the creature begins to...
Laughs are gross.
I give a bit of a wince.
Yeah.
Frody. Laughing lizards. A lizard's one of those animals that can
Very
laugh.
Very unsettling. I hope
I
not.
I feel like I've seen them laugh.
I feel like I've seen someone tickle a gecko.
Surely you have never seen a goanna laugh.
Surely, people.
We're not talking about goannas.
No. When I was up north, I saw a guy tell a joke to a gecko and it just started laughing.
It was
pissing itself laughing.
Funniest joke the gecko ever heard.
Yeah, geckos love comedy.
Yeah.
That's geckos for you.
Yeah, they got sticky fingers. What's not to laugh?
Exactly. Got sticky fingers. Like, what?
Old ma'am, it's your turn.
I will... chromatic orb. How's it go?
What damage did I do? Work? Did I do any damage?
No, but he won't be able to attack or anything.
Yeah,
he's
so...
Oh, it's incapacitated. Oh, okay.
Yes. The way it works is, so long as you're holding on to this spell, the creature must make a wisdom saving throw on each of its turns, or it's just like this for up to a minute. If it takes damage, though, it gets a save, and on its turn, it gets a save. So if you want, until it stops laughing, you should probably avoid trying to hit it with damage.
Okay.
Just wait, leave it for last or something.
No walkers.
Do I have to continue the spell every turn?
You can do other things. You can even cast other spells. You just can't cast certain other spells. You can't concentrate on two spells at once. Okay. So another spell that requires concentration, you can't cast.
I think it says, doesn't it, on the spell sheet?
It should, I think.
Yes, concentration. Under concentration, it has yes.
Yeah, there's a head. So you can't cast the two spells with concentration at once. But any other spell, you can still use.
None of my other spells have concentration.
Oh, there you go.
Sick.
Chromatic orb. So you hurl a ball of acid, cold energy, flames, lightning, poison,
it's
or thunder.
That's a lot of magic that's going on. Mm. Oh, okay. Or never mind then.
It does a decent amount of damage.
I'd like to fling my walking stick and fire a... let's go cold damage.
Yeah.
At one of the lizards.
Oh, because they're cold-blooded.
You know, I'm thinking like a lizard. They don't like the cold. They like the hot.
They're already cold.
Shit.
I no, it's in good.
Yeah.
You did a critical.
Oh! Baby girl!
You deal in total.
Oh, take that, Sonny Jim.
14 points of damage to the creature. Your ball of cold energy slams right into the side of its head, freezing half of its face, and the flecks of frozen skin begin to chip off. The creature screeches at you.
Oh, yes.
Very nicely done.
And that's one of my two first level spells down for the day. Good stuff.
The lizard creatures charge at you.
Uh-oh.
They wouldn't attack a gnat.
Surely. Like,
yeah.
That'd be foolish.
I'm aged.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Adam, would creatures...
No,
would
wait, no, hang on.
That?
Lizard people being
lizards
probably would. I wonder if bandits, though, if I'd have, like, an up on them by being like, I'm a nano. Ain't you ever had a mother? Come on now.
I imagine they would. Like,
yeah.
Like, the honorable bandit is not going to attack a nano.
Exactly. I feel like no one's going to... Like, they're not going to see you as a threat.
Old man?
Yep.
A javelin skewers you through your upper torso.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, You're so frightened.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
You take 8
Don't
points of damage.
Her.
Kill old man. I'm the backbone of this community.
Did the javelin just go through your backbone?
We can do it.
Oh, my community.
You can get that javelin, put it down his spine. Javelin can be your new backbone. Yep. Very simple.
Done.
God, you're so inventive, Petra.
What a fucking amazing posture if my backbone is a javelin.
Another one of the lizard folk reaches up to your, or gets to your horse, old man, and tries to bite you on the leg. You bring up your leg, kick it in the face, and it stumbles backwards.
Oh, none of that. None of that.
That's good.
Old Mammon Gams.
I imagine I'm wearing slippers too. So
time to
good.
Suffer old Mam's Gams.
Time to suffer old Mam's
Another
Gams.
One charges at you, Noddy, and it also tries to bite at you. You do a similar thing where you just bring your leg up, kick it in the face, but you don't kick it as hard as old Mam did. So instead of stumbling back, you just fend off its bite, and then it brings a giant club down on your leg.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that wasn't polite.
Not very nice at all.
You take 3 points of damage. Mm. You feel a snapping sensation in your foot.
Don't worry, I will break his neck for you.
Oh, you... Oh, I'd really appreciate that.
The final one of them charges you, Petra.
Oh, I'll break this one's neck for me.
Just give me a second.
I'll break someone's neck.
As it leaps towards you, what weapon do you use?
I use my fist.
You lean sideways off the horse, swipe with your hand in a practiced blow. Your hand collects it in the side of its head, as sharp as a sword coming about.
Poor.
The creature's head snaps around. It stumbles backwards and nearly trips over a log.
Fuck.
Then it is Petra's turn.
Right.
Friends.
Gonna get down from the horse.
You hop off.
And I'm gonna spend a key point. So I get 3 attacks. I'm gonna smack. How many lizards can I smack right now?
Just the one that attacked you.
Can't skip 2. All right, I won't.
The other one's on the other side of the horse.
Oh, never mind. Then I won't spend a key point. I'll just smack this one twice.
You sweep low, and it jumps over your attack. But then, as you come up, you uppercut it underneath the chin, and giant flecks of frozen scale and skin fly in all directions.
You're very weird. It's kind of great imagining like this waspy, middle-aged. The kind of woman you might see at like a, I imagine we're at a shopping center getting yogurt, just slamming a lizard in the mouth.
You deal 5 points of damage to the creature.
Perfectly manicured nails and like a gold bracelet, like a couple of gold bracelets on your arm.
Oh, I imagine. Good. Imagine Petron, that Noddy? Like black turtleneck as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes.
Mm. Noddy. You maintain your spell on the creature. It's still it's lying gross. On the logs, clutching at its chest as if it's in pain. It's not.
Hilarious.
Laughing to them is a foreign concept and it hurts them.
It's just scared.
Can I give them tummy cramps?
Yes, it has tummy cramps.
Is that damage?
No. Oh. If you want, you may use dissonant whispers or vicious mockery to deliver some damage. Might also want to hop down off the horse. It's a little awkward fighting on the back of a horse.
But it's safe up here. I can cast really spells. Isn't. Okay. I gingerly slip off me horse.
You can slip off on the side with your mate who's fighting a lizard folk, or you can slip down onto the other side and keep that other lizard folk in sight.
I'll keep other lizard folk in sight.
All right. You slip down and you're standing next to it.
Spooky.
I might use my dissonant whispers at that Mr. Lizard.
All right.
Spook that lizard's brain good.
Yeah. Can they be a bit of disappointment whispers?
Your disappointment to your father.
You know,
are you a doctor yet?
Look, your gift. No, I really did like your gift. No, I did.
It is great to imagine the lizard like flashing back to sitting around a campfire and somebody gives him like an old bit of, or he gives somebody an old bit of meat. And they're like, yeah, it's good, but. He knows.
Yeah, he's like, has he had kids yet?
Oh, yeah. No brood. Mm.
You begin whispering under your breath at the creature. The creature's eyes from the hiss go wide, and it takes a step back from you, then another step, then it turns tail and runs from you. You do 16 points of damage, and the creature is fearful of you.
Good.
Champion.
Nice.
That was your turn, Noddy. Old man.
Is there any lizards near me?
Yeah, there's one fighting at you.
I'll grab its throat and cast Chuck and Grass.
Get out of here, you scaly bastard. Haven't got time for all these silly buggers.
Yeah, I'm imagining you as like an old like drover. Yes. Like an old salt of the earth kind of Australian woman.
I know, I've got a bit of like an older version of your accent. Wasn't intentional, but here we are.
Here we are.
I suppose I'm not quite as waspy as you.
You try to grab it, but your hand... Well, you're just, like, not close enough.
I'm quite short, I guess.
Your hand gets nothing but air.
Nah. Nothing but net.
Nothing but net. It's the lizard's turn.
Also no net.
Old man, another javelin comes your way.
Get out of here.
That's a hit.
Oh, no. It.
You take 6 points of damage, old man.
Another
javelin strikes you in the chest.
Full of javelins.
There's javelin in old man.
You are more javelin than body right now.
I got a lot of javelins in me, and I'm fucking frail, guys. Do I have any healing potions?
No.
That'd be stupid.
No, why would we?
If you're stupid for us to have healing potions.
I've got a deck of cards, though. That's nice.
That's good. I got my crystal ball. Oh, that's
look,
all right.
I can cure wounds.
Old man. The last thing you see is the creature's open maw.
Well.
Noddy and...
Help your ma'am.
Petra. The lizard folk fighting old ma'am wraps its mouth around old ma'am's head, squeezes. You hear a snap, a crack, and blood spurting out. It lets go and old ma'am drops like a marionette with its strings cut.
Perhaps you should cure old man.
Do you want to sort me out?
Yeah. Cheers. When can I go?
Right then. Okay then.
I have a very important task to attend to.
One of the lizards attacks you.
Mm-hmm.
Noddy. Petra. Not Noddy, Petra.
Yes.
I keep getting your two names confused because I'm a dickhead like that.
I know.
We should wear name tags.
We should.
You try to punch at the creature. Oh, if you guys could wear name tags, that'd be super nice. You try to punch at the creature, but it bites your fist.
Got me.
You take 7 points of damage.
Oh boy!
Okay, more than just
7 points. Oh, that's blood. That's a pierce the heart.
You know how a crocodile does that death shake or whatever? Yeah, it does that with your hand.
Stop that! Well, okay then.
The creature that was fleeing from you Noddy turns around, has like a wait a minute sort of moment, and charges back at you. That's its turn, though.
Oh, wait a minute. My family love me and say I could never disappoint them.
They've been nothing but supportive.
The one with the headdress.
Oh, God.
Why do you do that so well?
You're very good at doing a lizard laugh.
Petra, Adam, it's your turn.
What's that about? All right. Well, so I saw old ma'am just have a bit of a tumble.
Yep.
So what I'm going to do now is definitely spend this key point and smack this lizard folk in the mouth several times, upside his own head. And be like, don't you dare get in the way between me and my old man.
I'm a pillar of the community.
Well then.
So.
This isn't great.
Will a 13 help?
So.
I see.
The lizard folk brings up its shield as you're about to launch into a literal flurry of punches.
Mm-hmm.
Bang, 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 bang. You just start hammering away at its shield. You're making all these great dents in it, and the shield starts cracking up.
Oh.
But you notice as you're punching it, punching the creature backwards, you're not doing any damage to the creature. And that would be that if old ma'am hadn't given you that 13. So right at the end of your repertoire, the creature lowers its shield to be like,
stop
you.
Laughing.
When you do that, gross. Bang, once in its scaly nose.
You're
you
welcome.
Deal 5 points of damage to it. It goes down.
All right, that's one down. I start making my way to old man.
With a tremendous nosebleed, rocketing blood all over the place, it collapses backwards.
Nice. Nicely done. Actually, now maybe I'll just do a bit of a tumble and maybe help out my good friend Noddy over here.
So all right.
Helping
him. You move around
flanking.
The horse.
Do a bit of a tumble underneath it.
All right. You successfully tumble underneath the horse.
Good.
Could have ducked.
Fuck yes.
Come up from a roll and you're on the other side of this lizard folk. Then it is Noddy's turn.
Noddy, you go help old man and I've got this one.
You know what? That's a great idea. I think I'm going to take your advice, Petra.
If you want to help old ma'am in this turn, you're going to have to take an attack of op from the lizard folk. So it gets just a free attack at you. Not necessarily a hit, but possibly.
Can I attack and move this turn so that next turn I can help old ma'am?
If you attack or help old ma'am this turn, then it gets an attack on you if you still want to get to old ma'am. If you want, you can just get to old ma'am and that's your turn.
I might just get to old ma'am.
All right.
Cheers.
You carefully extract yourself from the combat with the lizard folk and move over to old ma'am. There's the lizard folk that bit old ma'am on the head who's here as well. But you just like, you move from one fight to the other and you're ready for a fight with this one.
Should I be rolling saving throws?
Well, it's your turn now, so yes.
Sweet. 4.
That's a fail.
Oh, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are again. Jackson Bailey back in his favorite place. Everything's so familiar. My stuff's still here.
Yes. The lizard lying on the logs continues to chuckle to itself at some imagined joke, perhaps. The lizard folk chucking javelins draws its great club and charges into the fray, fighting next to Noddy.
Oh, problems.
So it spends its turn. One of them spends their turn getting to you. The other one attacks you, Noddy. The one that got Petra gets you.
That's one powerful lizard.
It bites you on your arm as you try to bring it up to fend it away. Brings you forward and then socks you in the gut with its great club.
Oh, that's not good.
I need my gut for digesting me meals.
No, I need that gut to just like...
You need that.
You take 12 points of damage in total.
Oh, that's abs of the money.
You start coughing up blood.
Yes, I do. I definitely start coughing up that blood.
Got to get it out of you somehow.
Your boy's on 5!
The lizard folk that you're fighting, Petra, clocks you on the side of the head.
Rude.
It's a blow that you weren't expecting, so it hits you particularly hard.
Well,
you take 6 points of damage.
Oh, no. What am I on, Adam?
4.
Well, that's good. Your girl's on 4.
Okay.
Hey, your nan's on none. So,
true.
That's like, thank our lucky stars.
Okay, let's just try and get a
How many lizards
creative.
Are there left?
Are we Laughy about boy. To die?
Petra, it's your turn.
So I'm going to spend that other key point and hit this other lizard folk in front of me three times. Smack once, smack twice, and a third.
You rain, some might say, a flurry of blows down upon this creature. You grab its arm, the arm with the great club, and you wrench it to the side. You hear a snapping sound, and then bone is sticking out. You punch it once in the face, breaking its nose. You punch it once in the gut so it doubles over, and you karate chop the back of its neck.
Do not mess with my good friends.
That's bloody great.
And maybe future lover. I don't quite know what this situation is. Who knows? Yet, but maybe.
I have this feeling that, like, tomorrow, if you have a new personality, that will just have gone.
You deal 20 points of damage in total to the creature. It was dead when you broke its arm.
Super good. Now I'm going to run over to Destra and Old Man.
All right. That's your turn.
Fantastic. All three of us are dead. With just one lizard folk. No, two lizard folk, I guess.
No one's dead yet.
Mm.
We've still got our health.
And all this started out as just a little journey.
Noddy.
I use cure wounds on Old Mam's wounds.
Cure my wounds. Cure my... I worry to think what caused the blood explosion. I'm assuming like an artery in my neck somewhere.
Oh, you mean in your
body. It was just pushed out of your head.
Oh, gosh.
Makes me feel gross.
You reach down and you're about to touch Old Mam's forehead when you think better of that and touch her shoulder. There's more to touch. And slowly Old Mam's head comes back together and reinflates.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Old Mam, you're on bums. 10 hit points.
I'm unconscious though, yeah?
No, you're conscious now.
Oh, dearie, thank you very much. That nasty brute had my... in his
Have
head.
You got any healing spells in your bag for me?
Old Mam, it's your turn.
There's still a lizard, isn't there?
There's two.
I will send a electricity ball at the one closest to us with chromatic orb.
Chromatic orb, all right. You throw the chromatic orb upwards into the creature, striking it underneath its chin. The electricity ball blasts all around its head, catching it, going up into its nostrils and coming out its eyes.
Oh, yes. There it is. No lizard's not going to get eaten by a lizard today. No, not today, not tomorrow, not any day.
Feast on lizards.
You deal 14 points of damage to it.
Just eat them.
You know what I think I need? I think I need a dead husband that I talk about often. Griffith.
It's never too late to start. Did you name him after Andy? Is that because we were talking about Andy Griffiths just now?
I mean, probably. What? Because I was just thinking then, like, being like, yeah, Griffiths would never have stood for this. He wouldn't have stood for lizard paper, not in this forest, not in any forest.
This is what's happening now, you know. We've losing our queen, and it's the lizard folk. It's going to run amok,
it's
you know.
All, it's a slippery slope. Exactly. You know, Griffith
Candle's never going to take care of us, are they?
So, Noddy, I've got some bad news.
Uh-huh.
The lizard folk that you're fighting kicks you in the leg. You hear your femur snap, but you don't feel it. You're in this dreamlike haze of... just adrenaline has prevented you from feeling whatever is happening below your neck.
That's nice.
The lizard folk grabs you by that neck,
aww,
begins to squeeze, aww, and you see spots coming out in your vision. Then, thunk, once in your head, and everything goes dark.
That's not good.
Now it is Noddy's turn to fall limp. Noddy, you are on one failed saving throw to begin with.
Poof.
Because it did damage to you while you were unconscious or while you were already at zero.
Oh, no.
Good luck, Nods.
Then the other lizard folk attacks Old Mam.
Get out of it.
Get out of it.
No. I just came back.
I thought we killed one of them.
I just came back.
Did we not kill them?
There's you've killed two, the two that attacked you and Noddy originally. Then there's the two that, the one that was throwing javelins and then charged in. Okay. And then the one that took Old Mam down.
Ah, right. And the one that got a chromatic... thing in the face.
Which is one of those two.
Gotcha.
Cool, cool.
Oh, gotcha, plus gotcha. The one chuckling to itself. Yes. Oh, that one gets off.
Oh, jeez.
Any lizard folk would be such a hard fight.
Yes.
I always have it in my head that lizard folk, I guess because they're like a basic mob in your basic RPG. Like, yeah, it's like a big rat, you know? You fight a giant rat.
Big rat, less fur, less hassle.
So, Old Mam,
yep.
The one that you're fighting swings downwards to try and hit you. You roll out of the way, but then it, bang, clocks you with its spike shield.
Now.
Oh,
the shield.
Spiky? Yeah. No.
Bloody gonked me.
Not gonked.
I don't know why I looked up the damage. Every single attack they have does the same damage. You take 4 points of damage.
Okay, not dead.
That's all right.
Can our heroes overcome the lizard folk menace? Find out next time on The Last Queen of Blue Beach, a D&D's for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, Not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.